In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. Well, today is the Sunday after All Saints. It's a day of celebration in the life of the church. And so today, we're going to talk about the Saints. Now, not the professional football team in New Orleans, not the New Orleans Saints. Although I think we should cheer for them because Drew Brees, their quarterback, is an Episcopalian. Today we're going to talk about the saints in the church, where the term comes from, what it means, and what sainthood looks like, and why All Saints Day is important. So when we imagine the saints in the church, we think of saints with a capital S, right? The capital S saints. So who are some of the saints that come to mind when you imagine the saints? Come on, let's hear. Who do you think of? St. Francis of Assisi. Who else? Come on. St. Benedict. Oh, you got a couple over there. St. Mother Teresa, that's right. And St. Patrick of Ireland and St. Augustine. And then we have our own Anglican Episcopal saints as well. Some familiar names might be Thomas Cranmer, Richard Hooker, John and Charles Wesley, C.S. Lewis, Desmond Tutu. We have saints from the Bible, like the apostles, you know, Peter and Paul, and then Mary Magdalene and Stephen the first deacon and Abraham and Sarah, and the list can go on and on. We remember these different groups of capital S saints because of how they lived and the difference that they made and the example of holy living that they set for us. But of course, we know that they weren't perfect, though. There are all kinds of examples in the Bible and stories from church history about their mistakes and their imperfections. Like Peter, he was always saying the wrong thing at the wrong time, right? And he denied Jesus at the most important moments of Jesus' life. And one saint from church history, St. Augustine, for instance, did you know in his younger days he was known for being quite the ladies' man? Mm-hmm. But these saints eventually came to live a holy life, and they had struggles and challenges and temptations, and they even wrestled with doubts from time to time. And so they were people just like us. Now, another reason that we remember some of them is some made the ultimate sacrifice, and they were killed for their faith, killed in the name of Jesus. And so the martyrs in the church are saints as well. And we know Christians still face persecution, even today, in some parts of the world. And all this relates to our liturgical color. Often on Saints' Days, we either wear white or red. White's a color of celebration and joy and festivity in the life of the church. And so if a Saints' Day falls on the church calendar and the color is white, well, often that saint is one who survived and lived out their faith. While red is a color of a martyr. Because the red reminds us of what? Blood. That's right, their blood. And so red's a color we wear when someone's life was cut short. Now, different denominations have different approaches to the saints as well. In most Protestant churches, oftentimes you don't hear a lot about the saints. Like Baptist, Pentecostal, Methodist denominations. Some of that's due to their origins in church history and how those denominations came about. On the other end of the spectrum of Christianity, our friends in the Catholic Church, the saints are pretty important. Right? They would say that saints are those who have been specially graced by God to live an exemplary life and even perform special feats. And so for them, it's a common practice to ask for their help, ask for their intervention and their intercession on our behalf. As Episcopalians, we say that we are the Via Media, the middle way between Catholics and Protestants. We have a church calendar, and we remember different saints on different days of the church year. In fact, there's so many, there's almost one for every day of the week. And we have collects and prayers and lessons to go with each saint. And we name our churches and our schools and our religious orders and institutions after them. And we do that because we need heroes. We need examples in the faith. We need folks to look up to that inspire us in how we live. But in the Bible, in the New Testament, the saints are simply all faithful Christians. Right? Not the heroes of the church, not the capital S saints, not the people we think of who walk with their feet 2 feet off the ground, but the saints are all of us. We would say not a sinless person, but a saved person. When Paul wrote his letters to the Christian communities, sometime look in your New Testament, and you'll see that he addressed his letters to the saints in, or those called to be saints in Rome or Ephesus or Corinth or Thessalonica. And so if he was to write to us today, the Apostle Paul would begin his letter by writing to the saints at Holy Apostles. See, because all of us are saints in God's church. The word saint comes from the word sanctify. And to be sanctified means that something is set apart and made holy for God's use. Just think of communion bread and wine up on the altar. It's not just regular bread and wine, but at the Eucharist, we call it the epiclesis, when the celebrant invites the Holy Spirit to descend and make bread and wine holy food and holy drink for God's people. And so it's set apart, and it becomes a holy thing. And as Christians, our lives are like that. And see, the moment that we're baptized, or whenever we confess our faith, the moment Jesus enters our life and our heart, we are set apart. We're set apart for God and for God's holy use. And as saints, we are those who share the light of Christ in the world. Bishop Sloan said the other day that we live in a dark world, a world that seems to be getting darker by the day. And so we are the light, and to let the light of Jesus shine through us. Now, some churches have stained glass windows that depict the saints. We don't have any stained glass windows in our sanctuary or in our church, but we've all been in beautiful churches and seen stained glass windows. So we are the stained glass windows in the world. We are to let the light of Jesus shine through us. And that's what sainthood looks like. It looks like Christ-filled, Jesus-centered living. It looks like living with people with hope and joy and the love of Jesus in our hearts. On Wednesday night a few weeks ago at our Wednesday night series, we were reminded that as saints, we are those who represent Christ. See, that's what the saints do. We represent Jesus to the world. We represent Him in our day. The saints of every age and time and history are part of God's story, part of the mission and witness of God's church. And that mission and witness continues through the centuries all the way down to us. And we continue our part of God's story here in Hoover, Alabama. And at Holy Apostles, we have our own unique saints in our church, right? Every time we enter the church, we pass by our memorial garden out front. And the saints who are there, we pass by them when we arrive at church, and we pass by them when we leave. And when this building was built, members of the parish were invited to come and sign their name on the walls and write prayers on the walls. So inside the drywall of this building, we have the names and the prayers of the saints. And out in our narthex, we have our 25th anniversary celebration a few weeks ago, and we have pictures that show members of our community at work and worship over the years serving and witnessing and doing God's work in this place. We have the flowered cross at the back of the sanctuary today. It's from Friday night's Tazay service. And it's a reminder of the saints that we've loved and lost, those that God has blessed our lives with, who are special to us. And so on this All Saints weekend, we are surrounded by the work and witness of the saints in our community. You know, they say that your eulogy is written by your life. The people we remember as saints was because of the way that they lived. So on this All Saints, we might consider How will you be remembered? What will people say and feel about you? What will this community say about you? What difference are you making? What example are you setting? What sacrifices are you making? How will you be remembered? See, the saints from the past, they weren't perfect, but they made a difference. They inspire us to be better and to do more and to be more faithful. May we follow in their footsteps as the light of Jesus shines through us and reflect Him in our lives and be the saints that God calls us to be. Amen.